you for any time. Thank you, Shabbos Kacha Protis. Thank you, Kalaloshin. I've got stories coming these days.
Not Jaya.
Well, might I tell you something? Lately, I'm giving aids to people that are people going to therapy for years. One aids, boom, the problem was licked on the spot. I got it on the one after another. I'm not loved up. If you daven first, years ago, the Baal Shalom Bayis promise. Before every call, I daven. And every, it wasn't shy. Every guy had him. Just now, it's more major. Then it was like, for the moment, you know, I said the right thing, whatever. Here, it's like turning over worlds in one word. I'll tell you something. I am not stomach on me. I'm bachla on the butt. People like to talk. I have the most astounding Yeshua that you can't explain it. When your mom's on my case for years, he holds, he has a bad mazel. He's sick. His shell buys his garbage. His kids, Shrek. I told you this story already. In Mithamo, I worked with him for who knows how long, weeks and weeks. As soon as I decided I'm not getting a job, I'm leaving it up to the agency, I told him I'm going to be dominant. I'm not getting involved at all. And I had such brilliant ideas, and nothing was working. Hi, Faye. Okay. So nothing was working. And I decided I'm leaving it up to the Eibishter. And I officially announced I'm out of the picture from now on. I'm leaving. I left the picture the first week. I was told it got worse. And I decided it's because I didn't daven. I said, I'm going to daven. I'm going to lick this problem. Had enough. The people are. They hold they have a bad mazel. And since they're born, this goes on forever. And the house is turning over. Bah, what's going on there? It's mamish unbelievable. The kids, the shalom bias, the health issues and issues. The miyana is true, not true. All of the different relationship problems. Terrible, terrible, terrible. This no good with this, no good with that. And I says, I am being masalik, I'm going to the Eibishter for this family. First week it got worse, despite my davening. I zugged them, I'm going to daven. Got worse? I says, watch, now I'm going to go to Natshach. The second week I davened. Boom! Within a few days, nisim and nisim and nisim and nisim and nisim, everything I asked for. And they didn't know the exact nusach I was using. I was getting exact, suddenly, the wife didn't know how to treat the husband. She used to say, suddenly, boom, for the first time in her life. I wasn't there. She said, kach for kach, the husband's gone crazy. And the first time, and I said, they need friends. Suddenly, there's a telephone call from Yehuppets. Someone wants to be friends from nowhere. I said, they need that. Suddenly a friend's popping up from nowhere. Suddenly the kids are not so big. The health. It was forever. Oh, here we go again. All different kinds of phobias and real this, real and not in and out of the hospital. And out of suddenly, boom, no more pain. This is mamish within a few days. And achun achun chavav. The shalom bias is better, everything. And suddenly everyone's nice to me. They tell me, suddenly, what happened? Everyone's nice to me. The whole world's changed. And they said, I think my mazel is changing. That was my nusach. I don't know how much more I'm going to have to do with them at this moment. I had enough. You ever mice like this? I have these things to say that I don't rely on people. I'm relying on Hashem. Now I have other cases where they're coming over to me. People, between you and me, we're human. We like to talk and give aitzes. I had a mamish. This guy called me up. His wife is totally non-communicative. And she's not. Years he's suffering, decades with this woman. There's nobody home. And his whole house is like he lives alone without any. I told him. And his wife is in therapy, in therapy, in therapy, in therapy. And so I told the guy, we were all talking to the wall. Got a tough nut. You know, this lady's nobody home. Locked up in 1,000 keys. There was something traumatic happened in her youth. And she can't act normal like what I'm saying. I have a few like that. Rikitsa, I told this person on the phone, listen to me, you don't have to be friends. You don't have to have this from your wife. Forget it. Get involved in your work. You're chepping. I know people like that. There's 3 shutfas in a marriage. Husband, wife, Abishta. You're going to the Abishta. You get more miles than anybody. Use him. Abishta. Spend time with him. I told him one time, he says, I must call you back and take notes. For whatever reason, I decided I'm not getting involved in it. I had certain reasons I can't get involved in this case. Shem Shemayim, the reasons I had. And he kept calling me and calling me. I wasn't going to get involved. And he says, Abishtip, but I'm not letting them go. You're going to do things. You're going to straighten them out. And finally, I was speaking to someone, or to so whatever it is, suddenly they hear you click it again. Okay, let's hear them already. The guy tells me on the phone, you made a mikvah's gully, Mir Shemayim. I went over to my wife, and I told her, I decided I don't need this anymore from you. You could be the way you are. On the spot, boom, new wife. Oh, and you want to say in Teva what happened? When you don't stress somebody, he functions. The wife was like, did I know what I was saying there? I was totally the Abish. I have to tell him this, but I don't go with Teva. Teva's like the Dievid. Don't get me involved and complicate me and how to do it, but we're human and we want Teva. It's Kishma. I have a story to tell over. I'm going bananas. The chokhma that I used. If I decided I'm going to daven, I felt so sorry for the guy. I daven and daven. And the eitzah. So I'm touching up. When you don't stress somebody to be different. And he said, it's official. From now on, he tells his wife, you don't have to. It's fine the way you are. I'm not going to nudge anymore about that. And this is years, decades of going to therapists and trying to get this lady to budge. Get it. And now, so I would say, I want to tell you something. I know a younger man. He told me he went to Chaim Berlin. He went to all the yeshivas. He thanks Chaim Berlin. I also thank Chaim Berlin. He learned much better there. Because he didn't have pressure there. They didn't push him till you gotta learn, gotta learn. They didn't have that. Chaim Berlin was like, whatever, when he was there, it was the mailer he learned. So you don't pressure somebody, you go much further. You don't tell a guy all day, you gotta do, you gotta do this. You don't do that with the Amishtah either! You don't do that with the Amishtah, I gotta have this. So many people coming over to me, I had so much betochen, and nothing happened. I'm just betochen, and betochen, betochen, and nothing happened. I mean, it's not working. Because you're pressuring. Bug off! You ever hear that? How do you know it's betochen? It's a rotzen, but I want it so much, and sit back and say the magic words. Neman alaya sheifet. Neman alaya sheifet. Whatever you do is fine, Abish, I accept it. Oh, you're accepting? Now watch what happens. Isn't that Meyerdick in the Welt? You accept what happened to me recently? I had my report cards that I had to bring them to school. And good old me, I lost them. Here we go again. Mandel, what's with you? You lose. You're not some Zach. Mandel said, nicht some Zach. You lose your report. Now, what are you going to do now? They're waiting in school. You're going to bother the secretary. Well, maybe no different. Because yeah, here we go again. I'm embarrassed. Look here, look there. No. And it was just before school, and I'm good and tense, like a good American. Knows how to be tense, you know. It's part of our religion. If we wouldn't be tense, tightish, you pick it up, you'd be surprised how the environment makes you what you are. And I'm looking here and there, and I looked everywhere. Where'd I put it in, put it back, open this, open that, open that, nothing. So I see my wife is over there, and she's sitting over there on the couch over there. I tell my wife, I am so happy that the Avishta made me a bottlin. I'm so thankful for the pain that I'm going through. I'm a Kabbal Yisur Bava as I'm speaking. Boom. There it is right in front of my nose. Now that happened Wednesday, let's say. Friday, I was missing. Thursday, I was missing. I had a list of all the names of the kids in my class. I wanted to call a couple of kids, the parents. I wanted to call them. Where did I put the list? Here we go again. Right? Looking here, looking there. And finally, I say, here we go again. This guy's a butler. It's Achmanis. And it's aggravating. You know, you're looking, you can't find a waste of time. I'm a little stressed. I got a lot of things going on. I got to get things. I got to move. And I got to get them. I'm going. And here we go. You're losing. I say, Rabbeinu Shalom. I think my wife was there. She wasn't there. Hey, mister, I'm so thankful that I'm a butler. It's great. You know what you're doing. I'm a Kabbalist. As I'm speaking, boom, there's the list in front of my nose. This happened twice within a few days. I got the message loud and clear. When you accept a difficulty, you get your Yeshua. It's beautiful. Accept it. It is, there's younger man, accepts his wife. Suddenly the wife changes. Don't pressure. You pressure the Abishta. Don't pressure me, the Abishta said. Do you like to be pressured? You pressure kids, you mess them up. Pressure. I know some very successful Rabbi Anisfeld, Zanzang Zinstein. He tells me he deals with Mitzionim. These are top guys. I have gotten phone calls from many, many Bachrim who told me I am the best Bachr in my yeshiva. This happened many times. And I am suffering till Shemayim. I'm steiging and I'm going nowhere. What's that from? They say, the psychologists say, there's pressure going on. So the guy's functioning, but there's a gun standing in his head and says, you better learn. Now, you're good in learning, but that's not the way to learn. You don't learn with a gun in your chassid shalom. You learn with a shema. And they have to get rid of that gun. There's something the parents, whatever, in their lives or their own self-imposed. You know, you got to do it. So you mess up everything. So you lose everything. You have to act with betachem, with menucha. You can't function when you're being pressured. So don't pressure the Yevishta. Leave alone. I must have this. Once I have this, then I'll be happy. You know, and such people are in such demyonos. Oh yeah, that's when you'll start kvetching. You don't know what kvetching is. Once you get that, then that's all I need. I just need that. Then I just need a little panasa. Oh, then I'm all right. You want to be all right? Sit down right now. Hamoka Masher Ato Oymet Olof Admas Kedushu. Chavetz Chaim. It's perfect the way it is. Don't bother me. Soon, tomorrow, we'll be happy. No. I'm happy right here. You want to steig? I got to steig. Steiging means steiging being sameach b'chalkoi. You want to steig? Be happy with exactly the way it is. It's a lifetime job. Be happy with the way it is. Boy, do I got stories. All right, I got a story. A lady, this guy, a friend of mine, him and his wife were dealing with a couple, and they couldn't, they're already holding by talking about, it's time to shine, we had enough. Self-esteem could kill anything, kill a marriage. Self-esteem, you know, younger man, he used to have such service from his kids. Because he viewed his kids as elephants and himself as a mouse. That's exactly the way he saw them. The kids. You know, Chaim Getzel, by the way, is 5 and a half. Chaim Getzel, are we doing a good job? The truth, Chaim Getzel. Are we really good parents? What's your opinion? Chaim Getzel, we really want to know. And we have to be nice to Chaim Getzel. He's a 20th century bubble up, you know. 20th century kid, you know. He's... I want to tell you something. One class this year. I was never so tough. I mean, in recent years, I kill him. I tell Bob. Bob says, how you doing today? You're ready to kill all the kids, Bob. Can I have your gun? Please, Bob? I'm just kidding. Now somebody, there's a big chassid of mine who hears me all the time. And he says, you're okay, Mendel, but I didn't like that gun joke. So let's delete the gun joke. Let's not talk like that. Oh, it's not that nice. Okay. But anyway, I'd like to be funny. When you're under pressure to be funny, he says things anyway. He gets under pressure. Right? The pressure. Anyway. So. What? Chayes HaKadosh. Those little, they have to be, do you like those shoes? You know, the mothers come big, heavy, heathenous, you know, a grown, you know, she's not a 2-year-old, you know, she's bending down, you know, she could barely, the kid is like this. The kid is skinny little, yes, mommy, a kid can barely talk. Do you want those shoes? My sister-in-law used to have a shoe store, you know. And she told me 90% of the situations are the kid is in charge. And she deals with little boobies. And the mother bends down. Is it okay with you? No, mommy, I don't like them. I told you. Okay. Okay, I'll have to get you other shoes. Anyway, it's funny. I asked my class this year. I've been very tough with them. Whatever reason, I had to be. That's how I felt. And I asked the kids, you tell me, boys, how many boys feel it was good for them to have a tough Rebbe that finally got you to behave? A whole bunch of kids raised their hands. They said, for a change, I'm sitting straight because I'm zero tolerance. Yeah. I don't tolerate this stuff. I am a Harry myself, by the way. I'm not denying it. I'm red, white, and blue, you realize. But sometimes you just got out of sanity after you. Anyway, you have to give a class. You don't have a choice. You have to be tough. But kids appreciate you. Okay, whatever. Let's get back to Abishter. Don't pressure the Abishter. You didn't help me. You know, people have complained to me. You shouldn't know of these things. People, why is the Abishter so, doesn't like me, does he? A lot of that stuff shape. She doesn't like me. Why does he do this to me? I hate this stuff. Rabbi Shai, on Chanukah, you got to be thankful. When you're thankful, don't thank your good wife for your nice, good kids. Thank for the fact that you're married. Bug off. You're married. You're not happy, huh? You don't have time. You never say it once to the Avish that thanks that I'm married. Oh, you want to be a bacher? You want to be a bacher, huh? That's better. Why don't you say thank you that you're married, by the way? And the bacherim, of course. Don't forget to say, thanks that I'm not married. They have to do that. All the divorce guys have to say, Baruch Hashem divorced. Gan Eden Natachten. Being divorced, got rid of that. A lot of them have charota. I know cases. They hate her until they got divorced. I know a few the guys told me. They missed the old one. They're on the second, they're on the, I don't know what they're on, the third. I know somebody who's married 10 times. Anyways, I know a guy's married about 3-4 times, and he was inviting me to the chasana. And I says, you know, I'm forgetful with chasanas I miss. He says, don't worry, you'll get on the next one. So, yeah, get divorced. Why not? Just get divorced. And now he's in America. Get divorced is, that's no problem. Get divorced. Then nowadays, they're all over the place. Get divorced. I want out. No, I cannot deal with this. No. If you know what I go through. The abuse, the degradation that I've had ever since I got married. What I go through. That's because you don't learn Musa. I'm so cold. This is terrible. I hope the wrong people aren't listening to me today. Because if they don't learn Musa, then I'm talking mean. But if they learn Musa, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Learn Musa, Meshugana! He gets, Bezyanis, you know, the Meister Yosef Atzadik, he was called, Rabbi Yosef, the Rav of Posen, Rabbi Yehuda's son-in-law. He was a Tzadik Yosef Deilim, and his wife screamed at him all his life. You think my husband's a tzaddik? Baloney, I know him better. And he sat there, and this in front of the whole crowd. You know, everyone's watching. And there she goes. There goes the Rebbetzin. They hated her. That's how she treats a husband, such a tzaddik. They hated her. Until he was nifta. And she asked to speak. And they said, and they didn't want it. They hated her like a baisai. Guess who told me to act like a schnook? He did. As soon as I got married, he said, he wants me to act like this. And they say he shook his head. You could see it wasn't in a box, whatever. Shook his head. She's right. He asked her before, as soon as, no, he asked for it. And they hated her. What you hate her for? He loved, he was an Eved Hashem. If you're not an Eved Hashem, then you got problems. You're not an Eved Hashem. You're even covered. If you're not an Eved Hashem, all you want is covered. All the abuse and degradation and the, you take that from him, it's all covered, 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 covered. They didn't respect. Oh, they didn't give you your holy covered that you're so desperate for. Like, yeah, I want more covered. They hold for me. They like me. You're a baby. You stay a baby till you're 99. You don't, in fact, you get worse. You're looking for covered. You stay. Tzachmanis, covered. I mean, they didn't like. Didn't make such a good impression. Really, it wasn't. Didn't go. The guys didn't like it. Yeah. No good. Didn't make impression. They look at me like one of those. That's your whole life. COVID, COVID, COVID. But when you're an Eved Hashem, you're laughing at the world, especially if you're the Vardy. They know how to laugh. Body goes, roll. Oh, you want to, Reb Gersh, I remember somebody, I'm the list again, Abel, didn't like a shidduch. And the official reason was he's an American guy. His heart didn't, you know, did tzitnisht. Heart didn't do with this girl. Reb Gersh heard that, he went berserk. He doesn't know what he's talking about. What's he gonna marry? My enough comedian. Don't you dare listen to this one. This is not for us. I could hear that. I know three or four true stories where I know one story at a Vardig marriage. This the Vardig was in some derfel somewhere, and the Rub's wife, this is the Zayda of somebody who lives in Lakewood, a woman who lives in Lakewood. This is how Zayda did this, or Hilda Zayda. And he was a far-flung place, and he was in the house of the Rav, and the Rav pointed out to him, you see, my daughter, she has TB, tuberculosis. She's not a well person. Never, who's ever going to marry her? He didn't chop. He's talking to an Avardiga. Oh, you have problem marrying a Rav because she's sick, she's not well? I have no trouble with that. I'm marrying her. Goodbye. Rachmanis, who's going to marry her? I'm here. I want to do a chesed. You have a musik? Have a musik, but the Vardig is crazy. You think they weren't happy. A guy like us, now how do I deal with this peckle I just got myself into? And I would not recommend anybody to do that.
Didn't the Alter marry also somebody?
Yeah, for sure. The Alter himself. He married sight unseen. I'm marrying her. Because they just broke off. She couldn't do a shidduch. The Alter and the Vardig. She couldn't do a shidduch. She was an older girl, and Reb Shlomo was the father. Reb Shlomo was the one that got the Alta based on Didas, and he used to give him to eat and everything. He was not going to take Reb Shlomo. Then one day he hears the house is screaming all over the place. He comes at what happened. And he says, they just broke off the shidduch between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Goodbye. They were about to get married. She finally got a poor buckle that nobody wanted. She finally was willing to marry her. And they were, at least someone's going to marry her. And then he broke off. Just before I met somebody who knew her, he said she was fine. So I don't know. I don't know, maybe. But I don't know, according to an Amartiga. Yeah. She was a nice lady. The Bachram once did something with the laundry and she didn't mind. She didn't get upset. I don't know. But so the Alta stands there. The Alta tells Reb Shlomo, Reb Shlomo, you need a shidduch for your daughter? Who's ever going to marry her now? No one wanted her before this. Now he broke off an engagement. She's finished. She'll never get married. Hashem Yerachem, Reb Shlomo and his wife are screaming. The girl who's sitting there crying. What's the problem? Said the Alta. I'm here. And the Alta was wanted by all the Gdolim. The Alta von Kelm's daughter was supposed to get him. The whole world was after him. He was an Alman. It was the second time around. He says, no problem, I'll marry her. And, are you serious? Yes. All right, I want a tekiah's cup. Tekiah's cup, here. Tekiah's cup. Go, tekiah, on the spot. Marrying her. He got flagged from that. Now the Haskalah was after him. They were going to say about him, oh, a young girl. He saw her and he liked her. Blah, blah, blah. And they were telling him, Yechel Hashem, you're turning over the world. You get married a girl like this, a young girl, much younger, whatever. Well, whatever. It was, the world was turning over. He got telegrams. I think of it's on Petterberg. The Gedolei Olam were after him, the Bali Musaf. You're ruining it for everybody, you know. Now the Haskalah is really going to be on our case. And we lost it. The Alta, and Reb Shlomo was nervous, like, uh-oh, he's going to give it. The Alta looks at him, don't worry about what they say. I'm marrying her. No. The Alta was, had been talking to the Mavish, and he married her. And I know, so this other case I'm telling you about, that he married this, what's her name again? Yeah, so you said this girl had tuberculosis. You don't marry a girl with tuberculosis. He married her. I have betochen. What's tuberculosis? Betochen. He married her. He cured her. That's how the story goes. He cured her. And not only that, she worked for him. She was the Lamaisidika wife who he helped. And then he needed a house. He moved to Pades Chanabs, a place in Eretz Yisrael. And he needed a house. And he bought a lottery ticket. And he got the house. A small house. That's what I heard. Lottery ticket. Heard this from the Enkel. And then, his job was a Shemir Kishuyim. You know, he sat and learned all day. So being a Shemir Kishuyim, and he watched all day like, you know, like a scarecrow, whatever, to watch the crops for somebody. He was able to learn. That's how he lived out his life. No problem. And the Enkel's here in Lakewood. Another Vardiger story from a Bnei Brak year, a very, very much of it. Vardiger was known. The girl fell off a horse, and she was, her whole life she was like a hiker, you know, one of those. And I guess she had Rachmanis on her. It's okay, I'll marry you. There you go, a whole beautiful family. And he was a good-looking bacha, the father, the husband. And she was a, don't give me this good-looking guy. Nevada has no patience up, but he's a hush of a guy, and she's up. I heard that all the yeshiva guys in Europe, they were into, you know, they couldn't do shidduchim. I heard from Shlomo Volva himself, the reason why you all ran to the mirror, the real reason was, is Reb Yeruchim was a shadchan. That's the reason. I heard this from Shlomo Volva. Yeruchim was a shadchan. They're hoping maybe we'll get married. Okay, whatever. Getting married was, they didn't want yeshiva like. And so they wanted something decent. And the Vardig looked at all the other yeshivas and they laughed their heads off. What's the problem? Whoever it is, go marry her. You know what they did to Rav David Blacha? Somebody, David Blacha said, he was a winner. Everyone was after him. He was a star in all over Europe. Big name. He was the head of Mizritcha Navarri. Reb Gershon told me he was the Yerush of the Alta. He had the Shita, Mizritch, Navchayach. There's pictures of him smiling. He was an unbelievable person. He learned Slambotki. He was a Chavrus of Avram Grudensky. Imagine what that is. And then he came to Navarri. It's unbelievable. He has a sefer. All the Mashkichim were after that sefer. It's Navchayach. I have it. It's not, there's nothing like it. Anyway, he's the one, how did he get married? He made an announcement, I'm marrying the next girl. I don't care who it is. Next sheriff, the Rebbe, getting married. So what happened? Some chevroman, I don't know what he had for a daughter, but nothing special, you realize. He was a nobody. He found this out, he got off a shotgun on the spot. Schnell, read the shit up. I'm getting him. This guy's real frummy. I'll fix him. I'll give him my daughter. Goodbye. He just made another Kabbalah B'li Nether. He's marrying the next girl. So he read him in that shidduch. In walks nobody minus. Nobody minus his daughter. And he says, no problem. I had a Kabbalah. Next one I'm marrying. You're the one. We're married. You got married. You had a full house. I heard she turned out fine. But once they got in, something happened. Because he was once learning Musa Barabim. And it says in Chazal like this. It says like this. B'tzayis Hashem darkeyish. Gam oivav yashemita. You know, it's a pasuk of Mishlei, no? B'tzayis Hashem darkeyish. Hashem likes you. Even your enemies will become your friends. So there's a nusach. Even your wife will become your friend. So he said, B'kol Ram, in the Beis Medrash, everybody heard him. B'tzayis Hashem, Daki Yish, Gam Ishtaya, even your wife will straighten out with you. Aha, what's going on at home? He didn't care. He divided his open books. That's what Shalom Bayis. Don't do it. Don't do it. We're not up to that. I don't know, but Gam Ishtaya, he said a parabah. Gam Ishtaya, Samitai. If I behave myself, my wife will be good. It's unbelievable. Anyway, they didn't attach so much. Listen. We're not them, but next time you get upset with your wife, or your shver, or your shviger, or your son, or your daughter, bug off. It's your problem. How come why does Hashem treat me, you know how many people tell me this? Why does Hashem treat me this and treat me that? And I said, if you're in the Navaritic world where everything is Midas, are you working on Kas or not? You have a problem because of him, because of her. You have an old problem. You've been angry since you're 2 years old when you screamed at your mother. So now it's your wife. But she's really bad. Yeah. We know. Navaritic wouldn't. They have no Rachmanis. The Rabbi Gershon once got together, Rav Shach, I think it was, speaking about what would a yeshivas accomplish and learning that. The Rabbi Gershon said, well, what have I accomplished? There's not one divorce in my place, all right? That's my accomplishment. They ain't getting divorced in Navaritic. That was his accomplishment. Because they just don't believe, oh, we take that cup. You want to trade an assignment for another assignment? By the way, I want to tell you something. Look, this is not for us. But it is for us. It's kedai to hear it. It's kedai to hear it. The Hoy ben Yidin, who lived a different way of thinking. Did she look good? Is she not good? Is she wearing this? And look, we're human, and we can't play games and become the Vardigas overnight. But there will be many, many rainy days when she ain't going to be, and you ain't going to be what you're supposed to be, and this ain't going to be. Remember Navaritic, and it'll calm you down from all your troubles. Remember, there were plenty, hundreds of you didn't live like this. Happy lives! So nothing to worry about. Now, I have here, in front of me, Parshas Vayeshev, is Navaritic. Whoever didn't see, it's in Kudas HaEmes, Perek Dalet, Perek Gimel, I think. Misha Leira, if you haven't seen this, just forget it. Leira, Iris Miyamov. Pikish Yaakov Leisha B'shalva. Yaakov wants to calm down. Abe says, no, it's not enough. You have Oilam Haba, you need Oilam Haza also. Rugzish al Yosef. Now you gotta give your Torahs. Thank the Alta. Abisha doesn't fagin that Yaakov should have a good life. So he has a shmooze here about Nisyanis. Without Nisyanis, you ain't worth a penny. Yungaman comes over to me. And he says, he's a very dehydrated Yungaman. I know this guy. Boy, is he a tzaddik. I hold from these in my books. And recently, whoop, different guy. You don't recognize him. He fell, whatever, something happened. Boom. Can't recognize him. He's a different person. And all day and all night, he has to fight with a new Yetzirah he never had before. Brand new. And he's going out of his mind. And he's... So I told him, when do you think it was better, then or now? Put it to the altar. Now! Well, yeah, you type Pam Bacharmi Mayor Belitzar. You know that I heard this from Moshe Blumberg. You know Moshe Blumberg? Was macht ihr? Guten Tag, macht ihr Chemisch? Moshe Blumberg tells me the three wars are going to be first World War, Second World War, the Third World War before the Gula will be in Ruchnius. A war! And Ruchnius, this guy's fighting for change. He was sitting, look, he comes from Gezer Shel Kedoshim. You know, this guy comes from Kedoshim all over the place. People who had it all. So he had it all. Find a guy. Even a guy. What's even? He was born into, he has a good head since he's born. And he does everything right. And he's the big shot. He's related to all the Knackers. And he's all the, I'm not impressed. No, I'm impressed. He had a big read and he's struggling. He doesn't know if he's coming or going. No, I'm impressed. Because he's fighting a war against the Eight Sahara. It's a battle. Now you're chashiv. Toy Pambatami Mayo Belitzar. How can you compare? Mayo Belitzar. Well, it's chusim, he should thank Hashem a million times. He's fighting. And you're not mechiv to win. You're not mechiv. You're mechiv to do the best you can. But be a fighter. He comes to me, this guy. I have a whole thing. I have guys calling me up for CAS issues. Don't ask. All over the tiger issues, everything. Issues with the wife. It's not an issue. The first thing, whenever you have an issue with the wife, don't give me your wife. It's you, always. I kill them. It's not your wife. What do you want from her? You're the wise guy around here. Oh! I once told the guy, if I were there with ladies, I would say the same thing. Don't bother me, your husband's a nasty guy. You're the problem. That's what I would say. I don't know if the ladies, I don't know, Shane. But that's the only way to go. You want to stay? You came here to stay, not to live happily ever after. You have to stay and work on your midos. You'll be happy. The only happy person is the person that learns Musa. He works on his midos. I asked Rabbi Zatzal, how could I be my senefesh on Hanukkah? I don't have that situation. He says, you want to be my senefesh? You want to be my senefesh? You do like this. Close your Gemara and open the Musa Sefer. Siras Nefesh. We hope you'd rather learn. You're holding by learning. Hey, you know how hard it is to open that Musa Sefer? You know as her husband, Rabbi Zi, used to do? I just spoke to Rebbetzin the other night. She called me up. And I asked her about her husband. What he used to do, he used to write day and night, writing. He didn't stop working on himself. Writing thank yous to the Yiddish day and night. Right, thank you. They're going to go, Hanukkah. What's Hanukkah? When are you going to light? Which shita? And make a Lebedik. It's a big zach. Make a Hanukkah extravaganza. It's good news. Believe me, Rabbi, so I encourage. The more the better. Leave them alone. Don't be a Musanik. That kills everybody's fun. Let them enjoy and sit and learn. Sit and learn and eat some latkes, fresa bissel, and you'll get elam haba for every bite. Every bite of latkes, elam haba. You have to be machshav. I want to tell you something. Why are ants? Ants, Gemara says that nafshi shalom katsami manu, right? A person disgusted and you're going to get tzchar. What's that? Why are you getting tzchar for not eating shkatsam or amachshav? An ant. You don't even want to do it. What's the shot of the whole thing? I think the Torah wants to teach us to binyanav, be machshav everything you do. Don't make away with nothing. You're eating latkes? Respect that. Respect those eating latkes. It's an inyan. Go for it. Enjoy those latkes. We're going to get Olam Haba for eating latkes with relish. Eskishmak, matame masheroi. It says by Yitzchak Avinu. The Mama Rivka said, get him some food that he enjoys. Yitzchak Avinu, Ayla Tamima. And by Vayetzachek Gemishta, it says also, off of the pasuk, how do you say such a thing? They look at Torah. It's Yitzchak Avinu. Enjoy life, Rabbi Yisai. And then you're Mavarach as Hashem. Then you're a happy person. You enjoy life. You're happy. You enjoy those latkes. Don't be a zafruma. Well, I'm not really learning enough. Oh, it's not a bad idea to learn more. I'm not. If anyone who has any brains know that a black gemara tastes much better than latkes. How can you compare? But I'm just kidding. It's fine. You're not up to it. Fine. Who says who's up to it? A latkes. Make sure your wife makes the good ones. Go into the kitchen. Blah, blah, blah. This Hanukkah, we're going to do tshuva. Before Zeus Hanukkah. This Hanukkah, you're going to make decent latkes for a change. you better do tshuva right now. Instead of be mama pnecha. Don't talk like that to your wife. You're crazy. That's the way you talk to the ladies. They work so hard in the kitchen. For a change. That's how you're talking. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. But enjoy that latke and thank Hashem for the fun that he gives you. And you like, I like potatoes. I like the Eibishter's potatoes. You want Yerushalayim? Eat potatoes. I'm serious. Eat. We have to eat. I have a whole vod. I don't want to say, can I say a vod? I avoid that look. The other ones, stories are jokes. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I told it over. It's going to be in the Batachali. I have a bumba that shaya. But whatever, the whole of you say the vote. I tied it. The reason why Yaakovino married Rachel, because she was pretty. It's much from the psukim. That's why I tied it. Dafka wanted, because Shmira said, you say the pretty, right? I have a whole thing over there. And he learned a lot of Torah with Yosef, because Yosef is going to be into Shmira Se Yisrael, and Shmira Se Yisrael needs Ligon 11, or else you're not going to fight that Yetzer Hara so easily. So he had to make him the biggest Ben Torah in the family. And why did he love him more than anyone else? You know why? Reb Chaim Tzvi Fogel, Zangerson, Yishtag, Yerushalayim, told me the Vardy was from the biggest in the Chevra Noilam, he told me. Why did, when Yosef saw the picture of his father, stop him from doing an Aveira? Because he remembered Yisrael, Arvus, Yosef, he called Bonov. He loves me. I'm not going to sin. I want to tell you something. Shmira Se Yisrael, there's three rules. Rule one is, if you're married, Matzelas Menachet, your wife, she looks good. She looks great. Your wife is the only good-looking lady in the world. All the other ladies are never, Baruch Hashem. That's Aleph. Your wife is unbelievable. Say it till you believe it. No, I'm just joking. Father, it's true. But that's your wife, that's it. So you marry your father, he married the Mama Rachel. Now, it's one thing, a wife saves you. The Blat Gemara saves you. And three, if your father loves you, there's a pasuk they tied to, I don't know if it's Bederach Halatz or whatever. Nashku bar, penya anap. Kiss your son or Halatz is going to be a naif. Ooh, what's that? If there's a lot of love in the home, you have no interest in tivus. Do you know that? I know of a family, I don't even know if they're Jewish. A bunch of beautiful girls who went to college with all the dukol davasa, and they had no interest. In the whole sugya, that every guy is ligging, that in here, that tell here, that's all they talk about and think about, is Tisha Kavimov's nus. That's America. That's the world. And these girls, Goyim, they had no shaykhs. Why? Because the home was so full of love. People who are full of love don't need nothing. It's a shtakazach. So, it's one of, he saw his father's picture. He loved me. I can't do this stuff. That's something. Anyways, that's my book. I wanted to tie it. That's why he told Esav, a tzaddik could have all the fun that Russia has in a kosher way. Like, you see that Yitzchak was into eating, and Esav was halitainil. You know, a camel opens his mouth more wide than a cow. Take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos. He's number one in looking like an animal. And Esav, it says, opened his mouth like a camel. He was spitz when he fressed. He knew how to fress. Halitainin arm and Adayim Azeh. His father was all into good food. They're both. Yitzchak and Esav got along. They're both into eating good food. The child is, how are you going to do it? Look the way Esav eats. And Yaakov and Yitzchak Avinu eats. He also enjoys good food. But how are you going to do it? Whatever the Rishayim have, it's a Sefer Chassidim. It's a famous thing. That we have all the fun they have in a kosher Eifel. If you have patience, that's what Yaakov says, I gotta go slow, Esav. You gotta hurry, but I'm going La'iti. That's what it says. We go slow. We're gonna have all the fun you guys have, but we go slow. There's an Elam Haba. We take our time. You know, we get married in a normal way. We don't run after Mesfas like you said. That was my book. So that's the but. A person could have all the fun in the world in a kosher eifin. Do it right. So eat those latkes and enjoy yourself. And have a happy Chanukah. And we'll bring the Gula Shleima Yetzer Shem. Now I want to tell you another but. Half of the Gavod. Tell you half of the Gavod. Rav Matisyo Zalzayin Gazin Shtak said a bomb. Chanukah is the one time you actually ask in the Nusach HaTfilah, you ask for Nisim. If you forget Al Nisim, you say Rachman Yasal Al Nisim Reflois, Meshach Nisisal Av Seinu, ask for Nisim, it's the Nusach HaTfilah. So you see Chanukah is Nisim. Look at Rabashkin. If you believe in the Zayis Chanukah, Zayis Chanukah works for you. Shalos, do you believe in the Zayis Chanukah? You gotta work on that.
believe, Zeus Hanukkah, bring all the Yeshuas in the world. What happened to me last Zeus Hanukkah? I needed $14,000 right now. It's getting just like last time. Oh, had three people promise me $1,000 each, or that's what I was hoping. Nobody showed up. Now I got another guy at $500. I'm still waiting for last week's B'tochen Weekly. But this is exactly what happened last Hanukkah. And because I was worked on B'tochen, and Mazoy's Hanukkah, and the Kaitalim are on my case. They're all running it. This guy wants $1,000. This guy wants, they'll come every day. I got another phone call. You owe me money. You owe me money. So I had B'tochen. And Zeus Hanukkah, $14,000 popped up. You remember that, no? It was Zeus Hanukkah, no? So you believe in Zeus Hanukkah, it works. I got my $14,000. Rabashkin got out of jail. If you believe in the power of Hanukkah, it's gonna work. It's up to you. So anyway, but at the time, the Ask-Phanisim said from Matisyahu. So I wanted to add something to what he said. Guess who Ask-Phanisim? Not the guy who did not forget Al-Anisim. The guy who forgot. The Nebuchadnezzar. He's the one who has the right to Ask-Phanisim. See that? All the Nebuchadnezzars. They're the lucky guys. The Nebuchadnezzars are lucky guys. They're the ones that asked for Nisim. The one who forgot. Ah, oh, here he goes. You forgot again. I forgot, but now I know some guys, they try to forget. They want that film. I forget. I'll get it after. You say it at the end of Shemot Esrei. Then you say, give me Nisim. So it's great to forget. You know, the Hebrew has a makom. He loves everybody. He has a makom. For everybody. I remember Chaim Berlin. You know what Novartig looked like on Hanukkah. Pasternak told me. So that's all he told me what Novartig looked like on Hanukkah. First of all, Hanukkah was more, their Hanukkah was like a Simchas Torah here. It was not Shayach. They danced, they knocked. You know what the Navardigas did with David Blach's Chasana? They broke the wedding hall. They fell in the feet. They were knocking on the you know, the truth is we have never seen a real European Jew. We never really saw them. We saw them after the war. It's, first of all, they were older. Second of all, they were weak. They were broken. You know, they went through the war. You don't know what they looked like before the war. I once saw the Munkacha. Munkacha Rebbe made a chasana for his daughter, his only daughter, from it, whatever her name was. He made a chasana for his daughter, and they took movies of it. And I saw them. There's younger light dancing over there. Oh, boy, they love it. These Europeans that we see here, they never looked like that when we saw. They're very knackadick. They're well-dressed. A bunch of ladies over there fighting with the cops. You saw that? You saw that? Fighting with the Geisha cops. They're fighting because the cops made a line. You can't go by. Get out of here. You don't tell us what to do. Young, you know, these, they were young. These, anyway. So I saw the, what was I talking about? What? Yeah. What? They broke. That's right. Yes, I saw them knocking. And the Vardy, they were dynamic. They were dynamic. I heard from Rebbitz and Bender. Energetic. They were fire. The Vardigas were full of fire. They were levitic. They were dynamic. They were charismatic. He describes them. Rav Nekritz describes them in the book about it. He wrote a whole, the Vardiga stories, where they had these super, Kaychist, Alta had his boys. He had bombs one after another, big names. He used to walk in the whole place and love this guy and that guy was, they were these down for the Yamid and Yom Narayim. This one, they said the whole place was going crazy over this one and that. They had Kaychist and Kaychist and Kaychist. They developed people very well over there. And they brought out their Kaychist. The guy wasn't sleeping over there. Everybody was taught to do Pratim, 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 Pratim. So he turned into a powerhouse. He was ready to take over the world. They could do Zachem that like. Anyway, yeah, so they fell in. That's how the story goes. And it's Chasana. They crashed through the
It was two floors. The top floor, the feet came right through, boom, and all the plaster came down. Nobody got hurt. When the big mifus, the second mifus was that the balabas didn't have any tinnus on them. We got away with it yet. But a chassid, the way they used to dance. But Reb Gershon did the following. This is what Pasternak, on our list again, even told me. First of all, he told me that Nevadik was not far from Chassidus. He said they were not too far from Chassidus at all. They were singing, and if you ever went to France, there were two different Nevadikas that I knew. There was Nevadik in New York, Nevadik in France. Nevadik in New York, walk in there, you'll feel the Kedusha. It's Kedush Kedushim. You feel it. Rav Yaffan, Rav Nekritz, these are Malachim. They had a minion there. There's no suffix. One after another, Ruach HaKadosh. It's clear that one after another had Ruach HaKadosh without a suffix. Rav Weinkritz, and Emel, his yard site's coming up. He had big, big, big Ruach HaKadosh. You know what he used to do? He wanted to know if he should do a shidduch. He said, bring our picture. Is what's with the yichus of the guy? Is he just bring a picture? Took one. As git, go get married. It's gonna work. Then another one. This one, don't marry him. You do, in 2 weeks you divorce. He used to do this left to right. I had a mice with my own daughter. She wanted a certain shidduch. I didn't want it. He asked her one question, and she hopped that it wasn't for her. He was not shy. Nevadik is what had gevaldige kaisis. Anyway, so he remembers Pasternak was one of that sevra. Pasternak had tzoras. He was miyuchad. He had a lot of tzoras. Anyway, and I used to see him at Chassan, he was dancing and he was flying like a younger man. He was a big speaker too. At every opportunity, at every Shavuos, he took over the show. He didn't ask no questions. He was in charge. All right, he became self-made MC right away. Okay, now you go. He was the divine. You know, once I saw that by Vincent Brooks' son, he came here, collecting money, whatever, he knew nobody, gets up, he took over the whole Sheva Brooks' where I was once at. The Nevadikas are known for that. The old ones, they were always taking over the show. Always, they gotta talk, they gotta be the big shot, they got I'll dab for the Yomid. These are all Pratim. That brings out a person. By the way, you know, past the next Levaya, they had hundreds of American boys that he was Makarov. They loved him. He was a big chayach. He taught in some school somewhere. They say that he had these big, he was a short fellow, and these big American guys, he started up with me, modern guys, he turned them around. And they tried to mess with him. He said, you want to start with the new hat? You buy yourself a new house? My house. You're going to have half as many guests. We hope, chas v'shalom. But these things happen. People, nice suit. You know what? Stress comes along. I know a guy, he's a Lubavitcher guy. He's a tighter guy. He works here in the Cheder. He said, by us, you put on a hat, it's Dela Netzach. Who tells you to change it? Sit there. Sit for Netzach. What do you care? That's the new hat. Were you looking for a shidduch? What's going on here? Where is Netzach? It's our aura. It's our aura. I'm not saying I know nobody's is. It's our aura. The Nevadikas left at the world and they made a chizik out of everybody's watching for the COVID. Don't say anything. People might laugh at you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The world says, you want to be nothing, do nothing. You want to avoid criticism? Say nothing, be nothing, and do nothing. The voice hears, I advise to pratim as much as you can. We're going to make a yeshiva soon. By the way, I want to bring back the Vadik back. I had a call from Belgium, a bacha in Belgium. He's a tayra, very chash of a bacha from Antwerp. He says he has a whole Nevadiga group, and we're going to make a network if anybody wants to get involved in organizing. In Lakewood Gufa, we have 5 different Nevada groups of Yungalites who have an interest. Let's bring it back. What do we do? He gave me a beautiful suggestion. I didn't have a certain serious nefesh that passes for Nevada that I think we can all do. And I'd like to get together with such a guy. Make a whole network. We get together, let's say, once a month. And we'll press a button. We'll all listen to each other. We'll get a branch in Eretz Yisrael. whatever, branch in Flatbush, whatever, we'll make neo-Novartig. What do you say to that?
Yes.
Chrissy, right? And bring back the old Drachim of Novartig, the ages of Halb and Zechel, the Gula Shalem of the Kol of Mamish.